Have you ever made plans, but no matter how much planning that you did, things just didn't come together? Let's see, how many, get my, whoop, Doug, where'd we go? Huh? Huh? No? Yep. Or maybe things fell into place, but the outcome wasn't exactly what you expected. Paul experiences both circumstances. Romans begins with Paul sharing with the church in Rome his plans to come to them. He tells them he's been planning for a while, but things just aren't coming together. In scouting, a fair amount of planning goes into each of our scout outings or functions that we do each month. But when we do a high adventure trip, our planning goes on for several months to prepare for the adventure that we're going to embark on. Last spring, Troop 34 went on its second high adventure trip. We went down into southeast Missouri, into the heart of the St. Francis Mountains, and visited several different sites. We went to Johnson Shut-In State Park, Elephant Rock State Park, Fort Davidson, and we visited the highest point in the state of Missouri, which is Tom Sauk Mountain. We saw some amazing scenery. This is the top of the falls there, Minsock Falls. And we learned some history, and we had a great time. But the planning had started 10 months before we left. We identified each of these sites that we wanted to visit. We had to plan the menus that we would prepare during our trip. We had to figure out how we were going to get there, what equipment we were going to take. So there was a lot of planning involved. But most importantly, we had to prepare ourselves mentally and physically for the challenges that we were going to encounter. Tom Sauk Mountain and Johnson Shut-In is connected by the Ozark Trail. Hiking the trail was going to be the highlight of our trip. As most of us had never visited this part of the state, we really didn't know what to expect. The trail books that we consulted couldn't even agree on how long the trail was between Tom Sauk Mountain and Johnson Shut-Ins. So we did a series of hikes leading up to this to build our stamina and challenge us so we would be prepared for our adventure. Throughout Romans, Paul is preparing the church in Rome and himself for the visit he will soon make. He wants to establish a relationship with fellow believers and lay a foundation of what he believes. He also tells them that he's been trying to leave for Rome for some time, but his trip just keeps getting postponed. Just like Paul's travel plans, our troop's high adventure plans haven't stayed on schedule either. As I said, last spring was our second high adventure trip. Our first was during spring break of 2009. 14 of us traveled to Arkansas and visited Pea Ridge National Battlefield, George Washington Carver National Monument. We went caving, we went hiking, but the highlight of that trip was canoeing on the Buffalo River. And if you've never been there, the Buffalo River is one of the most scenic waterways in the United States. Needless to say, the Buffalo River in spring was a little wilder and a little colder than most of the rivers that the boys had had experience on. So needless to say, there was just more than one canoe that went over, and a number of the boys came back cold and wet. But they had a great time and had a lot of tales to share from it. After that trip, we made plans to do a high adventure trip every other year. But just like Paul, those plans didn't come together. Today, five of these young men have been recognized for their accomplishments through God and Life program. They started learning what it means to live your life for and with God. The focus of the program is Paul and his ministry through the book of Acts. One of the requirements for the boys was that they had to read the book of Acts and summarize each of the chapters. Just as we heard, John Wesley's heart was strangely warmed at the reading of Luther's commentary on the book of Romans, I'm confident that Eric's heart was strangely warmed as he read their summaries. Acts 25, 9 through 12, we see Paul's travel plans to Rome finalized. Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?" Paul answered, "I am now standing before Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried. I have not done any wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. If, however, I am guilty of doing anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." After Festus had conferred with his council, he declared, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go." May have not been the way he had planned it, but Paul was on his way to Rome. His trip to Rome would be 2,000 miles long. He'd be shipwrecked, snake bit, nearly executed, all while under arrest. 10 years had passed since he first wrote to the Roman church. Isn't preparation often our greatest challenge? The boys and I discovered a few things. First of all, Tomsock Mountain is a bit underwhelming. You arrive at a parking lot, and it's a gentle stroll to the peak. It's identified by an official marker in the ground. The hike from there to Johnson Shut-Ins is a distance of 14 miles. We pass some amazing landmarks. Minsock Falls, which is the highest waterfall in the state of Missouri. The Devil's Toll Gate. And the Scour. The Scour was created from the breach of the Tomsock Reservoir, which, see if I can find my laser, you can see on the top of this hill is the Tomsock Reservoir. It looks like a fortress up there. But in 2005, the dam failed and blasted out all of this material. During the breach. Because we were so well prepared, we barely broke a sweat over the course of hiking 14 miles in 6 hours. Our canoe trip down the Black River was quick and not much of a challenge. Boys truly enjoyed Johnson's Shut-In. It was probably the highlight of their trip, swimming in ice-cold water over 3 days. And I mean ice cold. It was, you know, I got in it, but only once. As you journey through life with God, what are your high adventure moments? Are they what you anticipated? Or are they the ones that sneak up on you? When you reach your mountaintop, is God there with you? Is it what you expected? In addition to the Tomsok trip, three of my scouts and I traveled to Cimarron, New Mexico last summer to the Philmont Scout Ranch. Philmont is a tract of more than 250,000 acres that was gifted to the Boy Scouts of America over 75 years ago. It is the mecca of high adventure to Boy Scouts. Brendan, Nate Falkair, and Liam Dallum traveled there not to join a trek, but participate in the National Advanced Youth Leadership Experience, or NAEL for short. Fifty young men and women came together to challenge themselves to grow and literally reach new heights and hopefully have a mountaintop experience. While the boys were exploring Philmont, I was there attending a course of my own. And while I didn't make it to the mountaintop, I did have a mountaintop experience. Paul had great expectations on what it would be like to travel to Rome and preach the gospel to the Gentiles. He hadn't planned on being arrested or being shipwrecked, but he did know God would be in control. He would be used by God to spread the gospel. Commentary in my Bible relates that Paul spent 2 years under house arrest and was released. Church history tells us he was arrested again and brought back to Rome. This time, the outcome was a little different. That's why I have the sword up there. Whether your mountaintop experience looks like this, or this, or maybe it's the fulfillment of a dream like mine. Celebrate on that mountaintop with God. Today, the guys who completed the God and Life program are going to come and they're going to share with you how they've experienced a mountaintop experience with God through scouting. So they all voted you to be first, so that's what you get for showing up late. Brennan Chambers is a Life Scout. He is a freshman in high school and 15 years old, so he's going to share with us first.
Thank you for making me first. So, before I joined the Boy Scouts, I didn't think that I had the slightest involvement with religion at all. I just thought it was a bunch of boys who got together, hiked camps, and had fun. I quickly learned, and I mean quickly, that it was also an educational experience. And they didn't just educate you about nature or government. They also taught you a lot about God. Before I joined the Boy Scouts, I kind of just went along with what everyone wanted me to think in terms of religion. Now, on my first camp out, this was when it hit me that it seemed like the rest of the troop was Christian, because it had surprised me when they had said grace, because I never really thought about the rest of the troop actually being of one religion and believing the same thing. Then it had been about a year in the troop before I actually started getting into the mood of saying grace for the troop and actually enjoying it. And then it was recently in October of 2014. Yes, it was October. When Pastor Dirks announced the God in Life program that it would begin. And I decided to sign up because I thought it would be a good experience for me. And it was over the course of a few months. And then in January of 2015, by the time the God in Life program was complete and we had all gotten our work done, Christianity for me became no longer a theory, but a religion. And for that, I have to thank our local pastor, Dirks, my scout master, Kevin, and the rest of the scout troop. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, some of you might know David. David is, like I said earlier, our newest Eagle Scout. He's 14 years old and also a freshman. All of these guys who went through this are freshmen in high school, but he's the only baby at 14 still. David.
Scouting has brought me to mountaintop experiences with God through many different events. Out of all the campouts chosen, the troop always seems to pick out beautiful places to camp at. And every time, whether we're hiking, canoeing, or even working on merit badges, I always have to stop and just take in the scenery. And even all that God went through in witnessing his son being crucified, he still made sure we can enjoy that creation today. Every summer, our troop goes to summer camp in Bartle. And out of all the places you go, I believe the most stunning view at summer camp is a place called The Point. The reason I say this is when you first walk up to The Point, you come to a massive rock ledge that has been cleared out, and it looks over the whole entire lake. You can see the lake, trees, animals, and more for miles. And that view never leaves your mind. Then again, I have to stop and thank God for what he has done with this earth. Nothing can quite beat that view, and I'm sure every Boy Scout here would agree with me. Thank you.
Coulter Hetherington is our troop senior patrol leader right now. He is also an Eagle Scout and freshman in high school.
My mountaintop experience was when we went on our high adventure trip, and while we were at one of our stop points, you could just see out for miles and miles and miles till the sky met the top of the treetops, and it was just so awesome to see all that. And then when we got down to the Scours, it was just amazing how something so tragic could lead to something so beautiful. And the neat scenery and all the different things that we had done along with the trip, like Johnson Shut-Ins and Elephant Rock Park and stuff like that. Thank you.
Brendan Dockery is also an Eagle Scout. He serves as one of the junior assistant scout masters in the troop and is also a freshman in high school.
Sounds so excited about that. Freshman in high school. Good morning. I'm here to talk to you about how scouting has brought me to mountaintop experiences and closer to God, which is what they were also talking about. As Dad said earlier, last year I got the privilege to go to Philmont Scout Ranch and participate in a leadership program called NAIL. Philmont is located in New Mexico, and if you've ever been there, you know what it looks like. It's just beautiful. There's mountains everywhere and everything. I always feel the closest to God when I'm outdoors, and no matter what I'm doing with church, if it's inside, for some reason, I just don't feel as close as if it's like outside and in nature and everything. I just love being at Philmont for a week will most definitely get you as close to nature as you'd like. We got the chance to go on a hike, and we were climbing one of the mountains in Philmont called the Tooth of Time. And at 9,003 feet above sea level, it would have been the highest mountain I would have ever climbed. And I was a little nervous if I would have like gotten hurt or maybe just too tired. But I think the fact that I wanted the top so bad, I wanted to see out for miles as it is there and just see all the different colors of the sky and everything on the land below,
I just love mountains. I just do. And once I got up there, I just thought, wow, it's awesome. And God has created all of this, and I love that. He made and how he made it all. And scouting has brought me to many of these mountaintop experiences, even when I wasn't on a mountain. Seeing other people enjoying scouting, seeing other people having fun on campouts, seeing other people have fun playing soccer or football on campouts, and helping other people enjoy these awesome experiences is absolutely amazing. I stay in scouts for these mountaintop experiences, both literally and figuratively, just because I love them so much. So that's all I have, so thank you.
Ryan? Ryan Sprouse is also an Eagle Scout and a freshman in high school.
My mountaintop experience was at High Adventure at Johnson Sheldon's. I was outside and I was just sitting there watching, and it was just beautiful because knowing God created all of it, I just took it in, sat there and watched. Also, on the mountains, you could see the reservoir and everything. It was just gorgeous, and I was in shock how beautiful it was. God is amazing, and he created all this, and we should all be delighted for what we have. And yeah. Thank you.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for these opportunities that we experience through life to meet with you on the mountaintop. Even though we can't stay there indefinitely, it refreshes us that we may go forth back into the valley and spread that view to those we encounter. In your precious name we pray. Amen.